Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to today's show with Dr. Louisa. We thank you so much for joining in with us today. And before I forget, I want you to know the system was down on last week. I guess it was due to the storm or something, but it was down last week and was not able to get on the air. So hopefully you have something to write down the information that we're going to share with you today. And we're going to try and pick up where we left off on the last time, which was, I believe, April the 2nd, last Tuesday. So first, let me start by giving you the information to contact the National Domestic Violence Hotline, and they are available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. You may call them at 800-799-7233. That is 800-799-7233. Don't worry, I'm going to try and give it again at least two or three times during the show. You may chat at thehotline.org, thehotline.org. You may also text the word START to 88788. That is 88788. They are available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. And what we want you to know is abuse is never okay. Domestic violence comes from a desire to gain and maintain a power of control over an intimate partner. And if for some reason you are listening locally, the church that I attend was having a community outreach event on April the 21st, 12:30 p.m. to 3 p.m. And there are about a little over 20 vendors coming. At least four additional vendors have not responded. So at least 20 or 21 vendors are coming, and the House of Ruth is going to be present. So you're welcome to come. This is in Baltimore, Maryland at 3215 West Belvedere Avenue. You are welcome to attend. So I just wanted to put that out there. Now, no one desires to be abused. And something I've oftentimes said on the show, an abused person is not alone because there are others. And I want you to know that it is not your fault. So let's look a little bit at that word we started talking about in the last show, which was gaslighting. Gaslighting is used by abusive individuals to gain power over their victims. And this is done by having the person not believe their reality. To be honest, I was first turned on to the term once I started doing this show a couple of years ago, and then to see how the former president used to speak. And things he said were not true, which was visible to our eyes. For instance, when they showed a picture of his large gathering for his inauguration, and then showed the gathering of the previous president, showing everyone with common sense could see that what he was saying was not true. Well, what he was doing was gaslighting, and as I have come now to believe, he gaslights a lot, the former president. He tries to construe the reality of the norm to make it fit his reality. So some information says is that a relationship with a gaslighter may seem to start out quite well. First, they will praise the victim on the first date. And then we'll more than likely confide in them And what this does is allow the person to establish trust with the other person. And I read somewhere what it's called part of a tactic known as love bombing. The more quickly a victim becomes enamored, quickly the next phase of manipulation can begin. A gaslighter will initially lie about simple things. But as we have seen by the former president, the volume of the information, of the misinformation, it just grows and grows and grows. So, and the gaslighter may accuse the victim of lying if he or she questions the narrative. If you don't believe what the person is telling you and you know that it's not true, then they're going to tell you that you're lying, trying to distort your reality. So let me once again give the phone number to call because I don't want to forget. 800-799-7233. That is 800-799-7233. The number to reach the National Domestic Violence Hotline. They have strict guidelines that they follow by. Your information to them is strictly confidential, and they have a consent and ethics policy that they must follow. You may text the word START to 88788. That is 88788. And then you may chat online to thehotline.org. Excuse me, thehotline.org. So I wanted to touch on that word gaslighting before I go too far into what we want to talk about today. Now, we're still talking about abuse, trauma, but at the same time, we're focusing on looking ahead. We want to start doing some self-inventories. We did this once before, a few months ago, in reference to self-concept and self-esteem. So what we want you to do now is start gazing ahead and recalling memories that come to you. And I want you to write them down, but then also I want you to write down the positive to the negative memory that you are experiencing. And then I want you to write down, what are you looking for? We're already 4 months into the new year. What are you looking forward to? We have shared a lot of information so far this year to help you to be able to realize that you are not alone, to also help you be able to realize that there is a part of you that is evolving that has been crushed, dominant. When I say dominant, I'm talking about being recessive. It has been really pushed back so far until you think that what you're, the way that you're living now, how you're acting, how you're reacting, how you're feeling is really the real you, and it's not. You have been submerged into an abusive relationship, which has really crushed you. Sometimes people tell themselves little falsies that it's not true, but it is true. We have mentioned several behaviors that the abuser exhibits, but not only that, how it affects the abused person. So please know that we are here to help you and keep you informed with information that will allow you to continue to grow into the person that you once were. That's being assertive, effective with your words, and a person that would not allow him or herself to be humiliated by others. Domestic abuse is not a result of losing control. Domestic abuse is intentionally trying to control another person. And you know, when I first started experiencing emotional verbal abuse, I just thought that it wasn't real, that it was just something I was thinking and that it wasn't real. But it took me a few years to find out that it was real. And the purpose of the abuser using verbal, nonverbal, or even physical means is to control, to gain control over the other person. It's all about control. And I know I don't have it right at hand today, but I know I've gone over it in the past, the reason why the person is seeking this control. It's something that they need and they want. So there is a strong difference between the various forms of physical abuse and the various types of verbal or nonverbal abuse. And we have discussed this several times on the show in the past. So I invite you to go back and look at some of our previous shows and try to pull out information to allow you to know more about physical abuse and emotional abuse. Psychological symptoms of domestic violence include the behavior of both the abused and the abuser. An abuser may appear overly controlling or coercive, while the person being abused may appear quiet, passive, and may show outward signs of depression, such as crying and poor eye contact. And a real danger for this is the fact that the person will be in an environment with other people. Everyone else is talking, and that person will be submissive, like quiet, don't have much to say. And what are the most common signs of someone being abused? When the abuser resorts to name-calling, frequently yelling, ridiculing or shaming you, making you feel unsafe, blaming you for arguments, and guilt-tripping you and victimizing themselves, causing your self-confidence to drastically decrease. And this is what I think is most common in abusive relationships. The person's self-confidence is drastically reduced. That's why we spend so much time talking about self-concept, basically looking at the self-esteem. So do you sometimes wonder if you are the one that is crazy and that maybe you're overreacting to your partner's behavior? Are you afraid your partner will try to take your children away from you? There is the effect of self-worth tear-down tactics combined with gaslighting statements like "you're being too sensitive" or "that never happened" can be emotionally destructive for years to come. When you have heard that over and over again, being put down constantly by your coworker, by your boss, by your family member, by your spouse, by your child, being constantly put down is the abuser defining their reality for them, okay? Because that's how they want to see you, the other person. And then people that hear it might just begin to think, oh, I am awful. I am an awful person. I am a stupid person. So it takes a while for all of the negative thoughts and comments that you've heard to be erased from you. Sure, it's going to come up in your mind, but you're going to eventually begin to turn it over into positive thoughts. Oh, no, that's not true. So we want you to touch the icon up front on top of the screen that you may join us on next week. And I thank you for joining us on today. Make sure and tell someone else about this program that they may also grow and share information with someone else. And once again, the National Domestic Violence Hotline phone number is 800-799-7233. That is 800-799-7233. Chat online, thehotline.org, thehotline.org. Text the word START to 88788. Once again, you're looking ahead. You're recalling memories right now, but you're going to turn them into positive thoughts. You're going to look forward to what you want to do and put a goal on that. I thank you very much for listening. May God continue to bless you. Hope the station is on next Tuesday. Have a great weekend. Good day.